This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. President Trump is again blasting the whistleblower whose complaint is behind the impeachment probe. But his accusations are groundless, according to AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
The president's repeatedly said the whistleblower's information about his phone call with Ukraine's leader was just wrong.
The whistleblower reported a totally different statement.
He and GOP allies say the complaint was improperly filed because it was not based on first-hand knowledge. But the intelligence community's watchdog disputes that, saying federal whistleblower law does not require first-hand information. Still, the inspector general's office says the whistleblower did have some first-hand direct knowledge of certain alleged conduct, and the GOP's claims that the person cannot offer more than secondhand information are not true. Sagar Magani, Washington.
China marked 70 years under communist rule on Tuesday with a military parade. But in Hong Kong, demonstrators against Chinese rule held demonstrations that led to violent conflicts with police. Video footage indicated that one protester was shot in the chest by police firing live rounds. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
In a video that went viral online, the as-yet-unnamed 18-year-old can be seen swinging a pole at a police officer before he is shot at close range. Another video shows what is believed to be the same man lying on the ground injured, while a police officer holds down another protester. One person is in hospital in a critical condition, Hong Kong's hospital authorities said, while at least another 14 have been injured. The police did not respond to requests for comment, but have said they fired live rounds into the air in previous clashes.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. The U.N. Refugee Agency is urgently warning that thousands of asylum seekers on three Greek islands must be moved to the mainland to prevent the dangerously overcrowded conditions in the camps from worsening. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The surge of new sea arrivals hit a peak in September. That is when more than 10,200 asylum seekers, mostly Afghan and Syrian families, landed on the Greek islands, the highest monthly number in 3 years. The UN Refugee Agency reports this is just worse than conditions on the islands of Lesbos, Samos, and Kos, which host 30,000 asylum seekers. The asylum seekers include more than 4,400 unaccompanied children. The UNHCR is appealing to European states to accept these children and provide them with safe and decent accommodations as a matter of priority. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The U.S. Justice Department's Inspector General says the Drug Enforcement Administration was slow to respond to America's opioid crisis and failed to develop a national strategy to combat the problem. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
The watchdog report finds that as opioid-related deaths began spiking after 2013, the DEA held back one of its key enforcement tools, suspending manufacturers, distributors, and others to keep drugs from being diverted. There were nearly 60 of those orders in 2011, and 4 years later, just five. The report also cites the DEA for raising the amount of oxycodone that could be produced in a single year by nearly 400%. The DEA is agreeing to some of the recommendations in the report, including mandating prescriptions be electronic, not handwritten, to cut down on fraud. West Virginia's Attorney General Patrick Morrissey, who sued the DEA, says this mismanagement contributed to the senseless deaths of many Americans. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
At least 11 Afghan police officers were killed in northern Afghanistan when the Taliban attacked police checkpoints Monday night. That's according to the governor's spokesman. Meanwhile, intense fighting continues in another province in the north, where 30 police and armed locals, including the district governor and the district police chief, have been held under siege by the Taliban for the past 2 days. That's according to local news outlet Tolo News. The attack follows Taliban threats that contributed to a historic low turnout in the country's fourth presidential election on Saturday. North Korea has agreed to resume working-level nuclear talks with the United States this Saturday, according to a senior North Korean diplomat quoted in state media. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.